them all flat. Kissing your mom and missing your dad. Our home is home. It's hoping my home is where I'm at. What does it mean to be American?
took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I say
change in me is coming on. I found the strength I need to carry on. Now there's an unlikely political song from Melissa Manchester. I'm not sure that she wrote it about politics, but I just couldn't resist playing Just Too Many People because of the lyrics where she says, there's just too many people in this world who are undecided. I just don't get how anybody can be undecided at this point. Things are so polarized that I just can't understand how anybody could be undecided. So that wraps up our voting inspiration, both optimistic and pessimistic looks at our duties as Americans. So that was Melissa Manchester from 2004. That might have been actually a compilation because that song is much older than that. We heard Stevie Nicks doing Landslide. That is an inspirational and aspirational song, for me at least, that there will be a landslide. We heard Madeline Peru. It's actually a brand new song, just came out this week, called American, and she asks the question, what does it mean to be American? Really interesting song from Madeline Peru, who lived in France for a long time, was sort of an expat there. We heard Nancy Griffith doing Across America. That is from her 2009 album, The Loving Kind. That is sort of a more optimistic Go America song. And we started the set with another brand new song. This was Roseanne Cash with John Leventhal doing Crawl Into the Promised Land. That just came out, and I had the pleasure of hearing her interviewed about that song. And you should definitely check it out and listen carefully to the lyrics of Crawl Into the Promised Land. All right, that wraps up another set. I think we're going to get back to the spooky now with some more Halloween-y type songs. If we can't go trick-or-treating, not that we're really going trick-or-treating, but if we can't have trick-or-treaters, which it doesn't seem like a very good idea to do this year, we should at least play some Halloween-y songs. So sit tight, crawl under the blankets if you're a little scared, grab a hot beverage, and listen to this next Halloween-y set here on Something About the Women.
time past makes it plain. Of all my demon spirits, I need you the most. I'm in love with your ghost. I'm in love with your ghost. Dark and dangerous like a secret.
I am no worse of most in love with your ghost.
From
wrapping up another slightly more creepy Halloween set. That was Monster from L7. I think the scariest part about that is that I think that might be the first time I've ever played L7 on the show, and that is my bad. All right, we heard Joan Osborne doing Dracula Moon. That's from her album Relish. Indigo Girls did Ghost, going all the way back to 1992's Rites of Passage. We heard Stevie Nicks for a second time during this show, but who is witchier than Stevie Nicks? Nobody. So she gets two songs. We heard Sorcerer, and we started the set with the Cranberries doing Zombie. All right, that wraps up our Halloween-y stuff for today, and we're going to play out the rest of the show with just some music that that I found recently that I really like. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that right after this message.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Well, at her funeral, walking back from the cemetery, Uncle Tim grabbed a hold of me and hugged me and said, as long as you're alive, your mother will never be dead. And all of my mom's family said, I can't get over how much you look like Peggy. And her name is actually Paulina. Yeah, her name's Paulina. She has no middle name.
Mom got you locked, Dad got your gun, Carrie got your diamond ring, Cousin Josiah got your 45s and the cross that you kept on the string. I'm not sure who, but I think Aunt Ruby got your 69 Pontiac. Poor Uncle Paul got the rest of it all, right down to the frames and the tags. And I got your name. I got your name. Got your hand-me-down heart. I got your blood in my veins. Pork and beans at Stokely's Van Camp Factory. When that work went missing, you packed ammunition to keep shoes on all of their feet. They tell the stories of your faded glory and how you and me are the same. Every time Mama gets angry, I got your name.
Never complained or never bragged about it, never now, so it's police, that's police in it. And wasn't even gonna change your mind about it.
Where'd you go last night with a rose in your hand? You were quite a sight in the road, I understand. Did you go see someone I know? Is she pretty? Do you think so? You didn't see who
sin. For the debts of the flesh in the arms of a man. Well, it takes two parties, and parties they ask for friends. Of which old roads they close to an end. So I bled my horses and I laid down with Pharaoh. And I hitched their west to the hills of the sun. Mercy.
And another episode of Something About the Women comes to a close with a handful of mostly new songs that I wanted to share with you. That last one was Jamie Wyatt doing Mercy from her latest album, Neon Cross. We heard Gillian Welch from a new album called The Lost Songs, Volume 2. We heard I Just Want You to Know. Elin Jewell, that actually goes back a few years. We heard Sweet Rose from Sea of Tears. Anana Kay has a new single, and it's called What's Good. And we started the set with Paulina, title track from that new album from Ashley Ray. So again, happy Halloween. Thanks for listening. Please, 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 please vote. We have the power. So I'm going to leave you now with, speaking of power, a powerful song from the Chicks, and send you out on a inspiring note. Thanks for listening to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
March, march to my own drum. March, march to my own drum. Hey, hey.